Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's motivation episode, which I'm actually releasing a day early on Sunday, as you might have noticed, since tomorrow is Christmas, but today I'm reading from the book Mastery, The Keys to Success and Long-Term Fulfillment by George Leonard. I thought about, should I skip this episode? Should I push the episode to Tuesday or Wednesday? But I think recording or releasing it on Christmas Eve might let you head into the actual holidays with the right mindset and kind of stir you towards where you actually want to go for the rest of the year and then, of course, the new year as well. So here we go. The first quote is the following. Perhaps we'll never know how far the path can go, how much a human being can truly achieve until we realize that the ultimate reward is not a gold medal, but the path itself. Choose a path that you enjoy doing. I know it sounds so used, or like people say that so often, like, oh, I'm doing it for the journey, not the destination, or you should be doing it for the journey. And I mean, like, let's be real. A lot of people, when they think about weight loss, we're doing it for the destination as well. But we need to learn to enjoy and appreciate the path, and that the path that gets us there is what we're going to continue to walk afterwards as well. It's not just a short path and then we get there and then you have this thing, your dream weight, whatever, and then it's done. If you want to maintain that, even if it's in a modified way, you might have higher calories, you might have a bit more flexibility, you might not have to track quite as accurately, but still you're going to have to continue with the path, with the eating well for the most part, with the movement, with focusing on stress management, on sleep, and all these things. So I take two things from this quote. Number one, really enjoying the path, and that is the reward in and of itself. But number two, also that we underestimate how far we can go. I have said it so many times. I truly think that most of us play too small, set our goals too small, think too little of what we can achieve, of what is possible. So if you have even just the slightest bit of doubt or thinking about like, inkling, I guess, what you could be doing more, listen to your intuition and you can be doing more. You really, really can. Number two. Indecision leads to inaction, which leads to low energy, depression, and despair. I agree with the statement to a very large extent. I think that most people have a really hard time deciding, or take too long to decide, or they're constantly doing a little bit of that, a little bit of this, nothing really focused. But I do still think that there is a really valid point in thinking about your decisions wisely, and not making any, like, you know, you might like the idea of having lost weight, and then you sign up to something and then you get into it like 2-3 days and you're like, I'm not actually putting in the effort, whatever. So you really didn't actually want it that much. So just be real with yourself about what you truly, truly want. Because in the end, you're only really lying to yourself. And there is a big difference between being interested in something and being committed to something. Nonetheless, again, I will agree with the fact that I think we're making decisions too slowly, and then we forget about whatever it was. So like something might come up and something might tell you, hey, it would be great if I did that. And you think about it for a little bit, but then you consider too much, and then all the doubts and fears and whatever come in. And then we lose that track, and yeah, it just gets lost in our busyness day to day. So make decisions quicker on average, I would say. And a lot of people that are like that encourage faster decision making, they even said, like, apply that to pretty much everything, like even the smallest thing. When you're like, what should I wear today, what should I order in this cafe, what kind of shoes should I wear, which route should I take to work, like just make decisions faster. In the end, they're not going to make a big difference, especially these tiny ones, but it'll help you decide making the big decisions faster also. Next quote. Then there are those of us who are simply self-critical. Even without comparing ourselves to the world's greatest, we set such high standards for ourselves that neither we nor anyone else could ever meet them. And nothing is more destructive to creativity than this. We fail to realize that mastery is not about perfection. It's about a process, a journey. The master is the one who stays on the path day after day, year after year. The master is the one who's willing to try and fail and try again for as long as he or she lives. I love that quote also because I am self-critical, probably like you, and because in many things, while I just said we don't set goals high enough for ourselves, we often set our standards much too high. And there's a big difference between that. So meaning you might set as a goal, you can achieve X, Y, Z physique, but then as your standard, you set that you quote unquote only eat clean and hit your calories and macros like to 99% all the time. So two differences. You can have a much higher, potentially higher aesthetic goal, but your standard should be that you're adherent to your diet 80 to 90% of the time, depending on what it is, of course. So don't set your standards so ridiculously high. Also, when it comes to things that really don't matter that much, neither to us nor to anyone else, like whether it's like cleanliness in your house, or yeah, of course you shouldn't be a sloth, but you know, how much does it matter whether you vacuum every 5 days or every 3 days? It might be a little bit more hair on the floor or dust somewhere, but in the end that might be time that you could be spending doing something more efficient. And it, in the quote, it said there's nothing more destructive to creativity than this. And you might think like, I'm not really a creative person as it is. We're all creators in one way, shape, or form. We're all creators, whether you're cooking, whether you are someone who's a teacher, who's telling stories, whether you have a presentation at work, whether you're simply educating your children. Like, we are creators in every way, shape, or like in many ways, shapes or forms. And creativity is even just that feeling of like flow, of letting your thoughts flow, of happiness to an extent where you don't feel pressured into a certain structure from the outside. And so I really take that as this, like setting a standard way too high is nothing that this is one of the most destructive things to our happiness, our contentness with ourselves, again, because we can't ever achieve it. And then the other thing about the quote that I really love is just how it emphasizes that it's really a process, and the master is not the one who's, you know, crushing it with intensity for a few months. It's the one who stays on the path day after day, year after year, who's willing to try to fail and to try again for as long as he or she lives. Last quote. How do we best move towards mastery? To put it simply, you practice diligently, but you practice primarily for the sake of practice itself. Rather than being frustrated while on the plateau, you learn to appreciate and enjoy it just as much as you do the upward surges. Let me relay that back to weight loss once again, just because we're here on the Nutrition and Life podcast. But you practice diligently. So that means, okay, we do want to eat according to our macros or calorie target 80 to 90% of the time, and we want to do our best to track pretty accurately or as accurately as we can. Next part of the quote was, but you practice primarily for the sake of practice itself. So you do that because you know that's what you should be doing, because it's good for your body, because it makes you feel good, because it is a means to get you to your goal. But you're not just doing it just because of the goal, because again, keep in the back of your mind, you still need to continue doing that, maybe not as diligently, but still, or maybe in a different shape, but still afterwards as well. So learn to appreciate that practice itself rather than being frustrated. If you're on a plateau, learn and appreciate it. And oftentimes, I think this is a really good point. We should rephrase like even weight loss plateaus or any kind of progress plateau as, okay, this is giving me a chance and my body a chance to stabilize around this weight for a little while, to use this or to set this as a new sort of normal, and then from there I can progress again. But we need to give our body, our mind, everything time to catch up sometimes, and just that stabilizing, or that I guess having it more, being it, having it more solidified as part of our person is so, so important as well. So hopefully you enjoyed these four quotes pre-Christmas. Hopefully it's getting you to head into the holidays with the right mindset. And again, the first one was that the reward is the path itself. So think about how you can enjoy every single day, every single thing that you do, more and more and more and more, which will also help with presence and focus. Number two was indecision leads to inaction. So please think about how you can even just practice taking decisions, making decisions faster, and listen to your intuition more and more. Number three was don't be so self-critical or setting standards so, so, so high that it's really becoming destructive to your own journey. And know that a master's someone who's willing to try and fail and try again for as long as he or she lives. And yeah, I think the last one basically just summed it up, plus saying that plateaus are to be appreciated and enjoyed. Have a wonderful Christmas if you're celebrating. Have wonderful holidays with your families. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. Enjoy the week, and I hope I will talk to you in the new year.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.